2. Countess of Pesaro. The Pope, being a carnal man and very loving of his flesh and blood, this relationship will so establish the love of his beatitude toward our house that no one will have the opportunity to divert him from us and draw him towards themselves. Cardinal Ascanio Sforza, to his brother Ludovico, Duke of Milan, on the marriage of Lucrezia to Giovanni Sforza, 3 February 1493. Alexander's election had been unanimous. Neither of his two most powerful rivals, Cardinals Giuliano delle Rovere, the future Pope Julius II, representing the interest of the Kingdom of Naples, nor Ascanio Sforza, representing the Duchy of Milan, could gain a majority. Ascanio Sforza, seeing which way the wind was blowing, had swung his partisans behind Rodrigo, and in return had received Borgia's former office, the vice-chancellorship, his palace and various strongholds and benefices in his gift. The usual accusations of simony, the selling of holy offices for money, were raised. The diarist Stefano Infessura wrote that a trainload of mules laden with silver had been seen passing from Borgia's palace to Sforza's, but nothing could be proven beyond the usual wheeling and dealing which attended papal elections. Analyzing the voting records of the conclave which resulted in Alexander's election, the Borgia's most authoritative historian, Michael Mallet, considered that Alexander won on merit. Alexander VI was seen as an able chief executive who could lead the church through increasingly dangerous times. Even the Florentine historian Francesco Guicciardini, no friend of the Borgias, admitted his capabilities. Alexander VI possessed singular cunning and sagacity, excellent judgment, a marvelous efficacy in persuading, and an incredible dexterity and attentiveness in dealing with weighty matters, he wrote. These qualities, however, he added, were far outweighed by his vices, the most obscene behavior, insincerity, shamelessness, lying, faithlessness, impiety, insatiable avarice, immoderate ambition.